It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And what you gonna do, Andre, in Pontiac, Michigan, when Hulkamania destroys you?
What you gonna do?
Remembering the immortal Hulk Hogan. Last Thursday's passing of professional wrestling giant known as Hulk Hogan, born as Terry Bollea, came as a big shock to most of us. The initial report said that Hulk Hogan had died from a heart attack, but the internet, as it's known to do, has been circulating that Hogan had some complications following a recent surgery on his neck. He was 71 years of age. And that seems relatively young, but the actuarial tables of major insurance companies say that American men live to an average of 77 years compared to age 81 for women. To the surprise of no one, though, top male professional wrestlers like Hulk Hogan have a much shorter lifespan than the average U.S. male. A BBC report cited a research study showing that years of physical pain, lack of rest, travel, and a propensity to become dependent on alcohol and/or prescription medications contribute to a shorter lifespan for most professional wrestlers. That same study also said that pro wrestlers are most likely to die prematurely due to cardiovascular issues, drug-related issues, and cancer. But did you know that the average professional wrestler makes about $85,000 a year?
Not so fast!
But you didn't know that most professional wrestlers are considered independent contractors. They are not employees of that wrestling organization you see them affiliated with on television. The majority of pro wrestlers have no medical insurance, no retirement plans, and must pay their own Social Security into the system as independent contractors. Many of them work up to 300 nights per year. Those in the regional wrestling circuits, not those on national television, also pay for their own travel expenses to the majority of their weekly venues. And that's why you see many of the older wrestlers at various conventions signing autographs and posing for pictures with fans for a fee. But Terry Bass Guitar Bollea caught the wrestling bug as a teen. Those of us born in the post-World War II baby boom generation, like Hulk Hogan, have literally grown up with the evolution of television. TV introduced us to Elvis Presley, Beatlemania, and the music of the 60s and 70s. Thank you, Casey. A tall but overweight Terry Bollea loved the music of that era, and he became a very good bass guitar player during his high school days in Tampa, Florida. He also was a big fan of professional wrestling at the same time. Terry Bollea and his friends look forward to watching the local TV station's pro wrestling show every Saturday and even attended some of the matches in person, kind of like me. Now, those Saturday made-for-television pro wrestling shows were everywhere at the time. Professional wrestling flourished as television grew during the 1950s and 60s. Regional wrestling promotions grew by utilizing a locally produced made-for-television hour-long program showcasing the troupe's top personalities. The vast popularity of these TV shows were a win-win proposition for all parties. The television ratings for your local TV station's championship wrestling show were usually quite large, especially on Saturdays when younger fans were able to watch at home. Getting big TV ratings meant that local advertisers would pay top money to place their commercial ads during that broadcast. The regional wrestling promoters utilized these TV shows to encourage viewers to come out and buy tickets for the coming week's events being held at a variety of locations in the TV station's coverage area. The weekly televised wrestling shows were a mix of short matches and several interviews. The top talent would come out and passionately sell their upcoming grudge matches to encourage the fans to come out and buy tickets. Dusty Rhodes was the Hulkster's early wrestling idol. Terry Bollea's favorite pro wrestler during that time was Dusty Rhodes, who would die in 2015 at age 69 from kidney failure. Rhodes, whose real name was Virgil Runnels Jr., was a former college football player at West Texas State University who needed a job after a very brief try at professional football. So he jumped into a regional pro wrestling group and dubbed himself the American Dream. His bleach blonde hair and offensive lineman build, though, were not very unique. It was Dusty Rhodes' incredible ability to deliver those tantalizing TV promos for upcoming matches that made him into a star and inspired one particular Florida teen. So Terry Bollea transformed from bass guitar player into the Super Destroyer. Young Terry Bollea entered college in the Tampa Bay area while majoring in business. He made money for school by playing his bass guitar on the weekends as part of a popular local band. And a couple of the pro wrestlers in the area remembered seeing that towering 6'7" young man playing the bass guitar at a band gig while spotting Bollea working out at the same local gymnasium, which was frequented by the wrestlers. They approached the 21-year-old Terry Bollea and told him that he really looked the part to become a future pro wrestler. Terry Bollea became very excited about that possibility and decided to give it a try. So he trained for a year and entered the squared circle in 1977 as a masked wrestler named the Super Destroyer in Florida's regional championship wrestling promotion. 1 year later, Terry, Super Destroyer Bollea, quit wrestling altogether and went into business running a Florida gymnasium. Now we're going to evolve from the Super Destroyer into Terry the Hulk Boulder. While at the gym, he became friends with a young man named Ed Leslie. Terry Bollea was convinced that he and his beefy training partner, Ed Leslie, would make for a dynamic pro wrestling tag team. So the duo found some wrestling work with an Alabama-based promotion, and the new Boulder Brothers quickly became a regional hit. A Memphis-based wrestling territory then offered to quadruple their weekly pay up to $800 a week. Memphis is also where Boulder Brother Terry would receive a new wrestling name that would soon become known worldwide. A local Memphis television talk show lined up an interview segment featuring the 6'7" and 300-pound Terry Boulder sitting right next to the man who was billed on television as the Incredible Hulk on the CBS hit television program. Former bodybuilder Lou Ferrigno was 6'5" tall, but Terry Bollea was taller and appeared to be just as big. The Memphis wrestling promoter Jerry Jarrett, who was the father of future pro wrestler Jeff Jarrett, was thrilled with this publicity and immediately redubbed his wrestler as Terry the Hulk Boulder.
And what you gonna do?
Terry the Hulk Boulder was becoming famous in the Memphis area as cable television was beginning a rapid growth spurt in the late 1970s. The hottest television property for the sports-oriented Madison Square Garden Network on cable TV was a weekly professional wrestling show aired by the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. The WWWF, owned by Vincent McMahon Sr., became the first pro wrestling promotion seen nationwide on cable television. The Sr. McMahon liked Terry the Hulk's size and his on-screen charisma, and he was signed by the WWWF and morphed into a name of Hulk Hogan in December 1979. Terry Bollea's former tag team partner, by the way, eventually found a home with that same organization. Ed Leslie was signed in 1984, and he became known as Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Remember him? He also enjoyed a long career as a solo performer and was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. But now it's time for Hulkamania to run wild. Vince McMahon's son bought the wrestling group from his father during the early 1980s and changed the name of the organization to the World Wrestling Federation, or WWF. Hulk Hogan developed into the WWF's national and international star as he dominated matches as a face, that's a good guy. His bleached blonde hair, dark tan, and immense physical presence, assisted by years of steroid use, made Hulk Hogan the favorite wrestler of kids and adults alike. His lengthy feuds with other wrestling icons like the Iron Sheik, Sergeant Slaughter, Randy Macho Man Savage,
ooh, yeah!
Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Andre the Giant were legendary. Hulk Hogan was also a frequent guest on nationally televised late-night shows and appeared in several films during that same period. He was quite literally everywhere. But now it's time for Hulk Hogan to change employers and become Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan accepted a big money offer to make a career swerve in the middle 1990s. He signed with the upstart wrestling competitor World Championship Wrestling. Hogan also turned heel, or bad guy, to become the leader of the so-called New World Order as the bad guys ran roughshod in the WCW for several years. Well, World Championship Wrestling overspent on its wrestling talent and grossly underestimated its expenses. It folded in 2001. The WCW's video library was sold for relatively peanuts to Vince McMahon's WWE organization. Hollywood Hulk Hogan briefly returned to the WWE as a heel character for about his first year. Then he regained popularity with fans by morphing back into a new hero with a real American persona in 2003. But age, injuries, and self-inflicted mistakes would take a toll. The Hulkster was now approaching age 50. He had endured several major surgeries as a result of the physical nature of that job. A scandal surfaced in 2015 where Hulk Hogan had been secretly recorded using offensive language about a decade earlier. He repeatedly apologized for making a very poor decision and over time was able to win back the public's favor. Hulk Hogan was reinstated into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2018. And he was still participating in a few tag team matches despite being more than 60 years of age. Terry Bollea underwent a reported 25 surgeries during his 40-plus years as a professional wrestler. Some of his health problems have been attributed to years of steroid use as well. Terry Bollea also became more openly religious in recent years and remained wildly popular with wrestling fans up until his sudden passing last Thursday at age 71. So thanks for the memories, Hulk Hogan. Millions of fathers and sons were able to do some family bonding watching those televised wrestling events during Hulk Hogan's wrestling heyday. My two sons and I, and even to a lesser extent my wife, shared many moments of laughter and enjoyment watching those WCW and WWE Monday Night Wrestling TV wars of the late 1990s. Terry Bollea's wife, Daly, said last week that her husband loved his fans so much. She added, quote, "Despite his growing discomfort, he did everything he could do to show up, sign autographs, take photos, and connect with the people who supported him through it all. You meant everything to him." I remember one of Hulk Hogan's favorite expressions was, "To all you little Hulksters out there, train hard, take your vitamins, and say your prayers." And thank you for taking us along for the ride, brother. I'm Swamp Swami.
So please help us honor him now as we give a 10-bell salute to Terry Bollea, the one and the only, the immortal Hulk Hogan.